te Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 1, which is entitled The History of the Life of Ajamil, text 18. Prayaschitani. Chirnani Narayana Paramukam Amispunanti Rajendra Surakubam Apiva Apagaha Prayaschitani Chirnani Narayana Paramukam Nanishpunanti Rajendra Surakumbam Ivapagaha Prayaschitani Chirnani Narayana Paramukam Nanispunanti Rajendra Surakumbam Ivapagaha Prayaschitani Chirnani Narayana Paramukam Nanispunanti Rajendra Surakumbam Ivapagaha Prayaschitani.
Prayaschitani.
Processes of atonement. Chirnani.
Chirnani.
Very nicely performed.
Very nicely performed.
Narayana Paramukam.
Narayana Paramukam.
A non-devotee. Nanispunanti. Cannot purify. Yajendra. O king. Surakumbam. A pot containing liquor. Eva.
Like.
Apagaha. The waters of the rivers. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. My dear King, as a pot containing liquor cannot be purified, even if washed in the waters of many rivers, non-devotees cannot be purified by processes of atonement, even if they perform them very well. Please repeat. My dear King,
as a pot containing liquor
cannot be purified,
even if washed in the waters
of many rivers,
non-devotees
cannot be purified
by processes of atonement,
even if they perform them very well. Purport. To take advantage of the methods of atonement, one must be at least somewhat devoted. Otherwise, there is no chance of one's being purified. It is clear from this verse that even those who take advantage of karma kanda and jnana kanda, but are not at least slightly devoted, cannot be purified simply by following these other paths. The word prayaschitani is plural in number to indicate both karma kanda and jnana kanda. Sri Narottama Das Thakur therefore says, karma kanda jnana kanda kevala vishera bandha. Thus Narottama Das Thakur compares the paths of karma kanda and jnana kanda to pots of poison. Liquor and poison are in the same category. According to this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, a person who has heard a good deal about the path of devotional service, but who is not attached to it, who is not Krishna conscious, is like a pot of liquor. Such a person cannot be purified without at least a slight touch of devotional service. Om Agyamati Miranda Shagyanam Yasvakaya Shakshuri Mahatam Yenata Smai Sri Guru Venamaha Om Vishnudaya Krishna Mustani Tadisham Tesatvara Jasva Swami Pinami Krishna Mustani Tadisham Tivadanta Swami Pinami Stay Sarasvati Devi Vodavari Kucharini Yudhishya Sasunyavadi Pasya Chavya Sattarini. In the introduction of this chapter, Srila Prabhupada explains that the Srimad Bhagavatam covers 10 subject matters. And in this particular canto, from which we are reading chapter 1, 6th canto, which in total has 19 chapters, this is under the theme, one of the 10 themes, so the 6th canto is under the theme protection of the Lord. And because we can see from the pastime of Ajamil that he receives the Lord's protection from what he has received from his parents by his upbringing in a Brahminical family. Later, that will be his great protection.
Srila Prabhupada further explains as a resume of this chapter, this first chapter, and also the other chapters actually, that sinful activities are painful. They are painful for this life, and they can also be painful for the next life, because sometimes sinful activities or the reaction of sinful activities are carried towards the next life. And also in this life, there can be immediate reaction. And Srila Prabhupada makes that point clear. He says we should know for certain that the cause of all painful life is sinful action. So in other words, whatever we get is what we deserve. That's also what that complies. And in relation to this chapter on the path of fruitive work, fruitive activities, then when one commits, one is obliged to commit sinful activity. Nobody can do fruitive activities and not commit any sinful activity. It's practically impossible. So on the path of fruitive work, one commits sinful activities. And then people try to counteract that by activities through karma kanda, jhana kanda. But it is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam that it is compared to weeds that are growing in the garden. We can cut them, and then these weeds, they temporarily dry up, at least the upper part. But the real weeds remain. Through karma kanda and jnana kanda, weeds are not really uprooted. They are cut, and then they start growing again when we continue with the fruitive activities. Then they again come up. And so in this way, it keeps us busy without going anywhere. When we have gardens, we realize that there is a lot of weeds. So then if we simply cut the top of the weed, then in a few weeks later, we will have to again take care of it. If we really uproot the weeds, then that's more good use of our energy, and that refers to the process of devotional service. But in this particular chapter and in this particular verse, it is specially discussed the point of karma kanda and jnana kanda. It is possible to counteract sinful activities by doing austerities, by living a celibate life, by trying to control one's mind and senses, by trying to be truthful, and by mystic yoga. These are different ways by which one can try to counteract these sinful activities. And also by jnana kanda, by developing knowledge, then also one is able to uplift oneself. And ultimately it can It can bring us even to higher planets, to the level of the planets of the demigods, or so there is some temporary benefit, but the point is it is temporary. And the other point is that the tendency is there to commit the same sins again, because we don't have the full knowledge, we don't have the full understanding, and that's why we commit sins again, because there is an attachment, there is a drive, there is the drive of lust that brings us to acting. And since that root is not subdued from a higher consciousness by lack of knowledge, by lack of understanding, then this desire to sin will always come again and again. So that's what brings us to this verse, is that as a pot containing liquor cannot be purified even if washed in the waters of many rivers, non-devotees be purified by processes of atonement even if they perform them very well. So we know when wine or liquor is bottled, then later the bottle, and especially when it's with clay pots and with or with wooden barrels, like in the West before, wine and liquor were stored in specially selected wooden barrels, so that the wine and the liquor would interact with the wood and get a special quality in due course of time. But then the result was that these containers, when they are empty, it's not just that you rinse them and you can do anything you want with it. No, the liquor is integrated in the wood, or the liquor is integrated in the clay pot. And even if you wash it, you know, here it says in many rivers, or if you wash it many times, the taste remains, the effect remains. It doesn't, you see this comparison in this verse is that the atonements, they don't go deep enough. They are exactly like this cutting of the upper part of the wheat, but they don't uproot the wheat. And that is the example which is given here. And Sri Narottama Das Thakur, he compares the paths of Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda to pots of poison. Liquor and poison are in the same category, is stated here. So according to this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, a person who has heard a good deal about the path of devotional service, but who is not attached to it, who is not Krishna conscious, is like a pot of liquor. And such a person, he cannot be purified without at least a slight touch of devotional service. And that's when it says here a slight touch of devotional service, that we can think of this pastime of Ajamil, which is then later developed in this chapter, where due to his upbringing, he was brought up in a Brahminical family, he was taught the path of devotional service, and he practiced devotional service himself also. So that type of basis has to be there. There has to be this devotional connection, this personal understanding of the Lord, and the desire to please the Lord, the desire to chant His holy name of the Lord. That is real devotional service, and that will have a lasting effect. And that will, although in our heart there may be still many desires remaining, even if we start the process of devotional service, then we will, in the process of devotional service, we will uproot these weeds to the point that they will not come back. Due to the power of Bhakti Yoga, due to the power of devotional service, these weeds which are in our heart will gradually be uprooted. And it will come to the point that we do not desire anymore to sin. Because that's what the process of devotional service leads us to, a loving relationship with the Lord, which will be ultimately so powerful that it takes away the desire to independently enjoy. And that is the Bhakti Yoga and process. And that's why, as pointed out in this verse, somebody who even may have some knowledge, may have some understanding, somebody may do specific austerities to become purified, but unless that touch of bhakti, unless that touch of devotional service is there, it will be like, you know, the car that is stuck in the mud and the wheel is spinning. The car is going nowhere because it is stuck in the mud, and one or two wheels are spinning, but the car doesn't move forward. So that is what is happening in this processes of karma kanda and jnana kanda, that we are active, we are busy, we are so-called even busy trying to purify ourselves, but we are going nowhere. That is what is pointed out here. And Maharaj Spritu, he spoke to the Lord, said, "My dear Lord, what you have said to your unalloyed devotee is certainly very much bewildering. The allurements you offer in the Vedas are certainly not suitable for pure devotees. People in general, bound by the sweet words of the Vedas, engage themselves again and again in fruitive activities, enamored by the results of their actions." And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada refers to, as in this purport, to Srila Narottama Das Thakur. And he's saying, Srila Narottama Das Thakur is a great acharya in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, has said that persons who are very much attached to the fruitive activities of the Vedas, namely karma kanda and jnana kanda, are certainly doomed. In the Vedas, there are three categories of activities known as karma kanda, which are the fruitive activities, the jnana kanda, which are the philosophical research, and upasana kanda, worship of different demigods for receiving material benefits. Those who are engaged in karma kanda and jnana kanda are doomed in the sense that everyone is doomed who is entrapped by this material body. Whether it is a body of a demigod, a king, a lower animal or whatever, the sufferings of the threefold miseries of material nature are the same for all. Cultivation of knowledge to understand one's spiritual position is also, to a certain extent, a waste of time, because the living entity is an eternal part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. His immediate business is to engage himself in devotional service. Prithu Maharaj therefore says that the allurement of material benedictions is another trap to entangle one in this material world. He therefore frankly tells the Lord that the Lord's offering of benedictions in the form of material facilities are certainly causes for bewilderment. A pure devotee is not at all interested in bhakti or mukti. So here Srila Prabhupada further elaborates on what Srila Narottama Das says. Also here, there is in relation to this topic, Srila Prabhupada refers to Ajamil, and then some questions are asked to Srila Prabhupada. And I will read, it's like at the end of a class where Srila Prabhupada has answers questions. Srila Prabhupada says, yes, if you are so fortunate, just like Ajamil, throughout the whole life he committed all sinful acts, but when he was at the point of death, he had a pet child whose name was Narayan. So he was calling, my dear boy Narayan. So when he was calling Narayan, he thought of Narayan, the real Narayan, Lord Narayan. So immediately he achieved Narayan. And then an Indian man sitting in the lecture, he doesn't fully agree. He says, but don't you think it is a contradiction that if a man is bad throughout his life and only at the time of death he thinks of Krishna and gets, he wants to say something more, but Srila Prabhupada replies, no, Srila Prabhupada says, that history of Ajamil is different. In his childhood, he was the son of a Brahmana. He was faithfully discharging the duties of a Brahmana. But accidentally, when he was young, he was married also. Accidentally, when he was young, he was passing on the road and some Sudra girl and boy were embracing and kissing. And he became attracted. And he became attracted by the prostitute. And he left home, wife, and everything. And then he became a great dacoit and smuggler, and everything he did. But, and he had so many children. Youngest one was Narayan. So at the time of death, because generally people become attached to the youngest son, so he was calling Narayana. But he remembered, oh, that Narayana, Lord Narayana, reference to the context. As soon as he called Narayan, in his boyhood, he served Narayan under the direction of his father. So he remembered Narayan. Therefore, it is not always possible. But therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, if somebody has executed devotional service, even a little bit, oh, it may be, it can save him from the greatest danger. And then another devotee, he says, I don't understand. I don't see how man in one life can achieve a level of consciousness that he could sit with Krishna. Don't you have to go through a change? I mean, according to what you do in your life, don't you either have to be elevated, stay the same, or return? Prabhupada, yes, the elevation you can achieve immediately, simply by changing your consciousness. What do you mean by elevation? A man is called uneducated, and another man is called very learned. What is that? He has practiced how to become educated. That's all. Similarly, you practice. Here is the practice, and you become elevated. There is no, I mean to say, impediment. Anyone can elevate himself immediately. There is no question of waiting, because the process of change is going on. If you accept the change immediately and then you follow, you become elevated. Then one other guest. If a person experiences difficulty attaining a level of consciousness of God, how to counteract that? Through Prabhupada. Yes. Difficulty is there always. Even you go to a school, there are so many difficulties. But if you practice with vow and rigidity, you become successful. Difficulties may be there. In every field of our activities, there are difficulties. You cannot say, this world is full of difficulties. So difficulties may be there. But you have to struggle against the difficulties and you have to adopt the process. Then your difficulties will be over. It is not that because there is difficulty, I shall refrain from it. No. These are the process. Just like you have come here with some strada, with some faith. Oh, here is Krishna consciousness. Let me sit down. Let me hear. This is the preliminary stage. If you become a little serious, then you come daily and try to understand, what is this? This is called sadhu sangha. Then gradually, as these boys, referring to the other devotees sitting there, they offer themselves, Swamiji, I want to be your regular student. Please initiate me. Third stage. Adau Shraddha. And if he follows the rules and regulations gradually, the difficulties are over. Anartha Nivritta. And when the difficulties are over, then he gets faith. He gets taste. Ruchi, then attachment, then bhava, ecstasy, and the highest perfection after that. So, difficulty may be there. We are in difficulties, this material life, but we have to come over. That is required. It is not that you cannot come over the difficulties. In every step of our life, there are difficulties. so yeah, I moved and I have to find back now where I was sleeping. The material life is like that. In every step there is danger. It is a place like that. Even if you are comfortable in a nice car, you're going, oh, there may be any moment an accident. Even you're sitting here, there may be accident. So difficulties, this world is full of difficulties. One who does not understand this difficult position, he is a fool. If one thinks that I am very comfortable, then he is a fool. This is animal life, just as animal thinks. Oh, I'm very comfortable, I'm very nice. And dissatisfaction is human life. He is not happy unless he gets the greatest happiness. That is human life. And if he thinks, yes, I'm well off, I'm very happy, then he is animal. Because there is no happiness here, full of miseries. How he says that I am happy, that means he is ignorant. So difficulties are there, you have to work out, that is the problem. So the verse was, my dear king, as a pot containing liquor cannot be purified even if washed in the waters of many rivers. Non-devotees cannot be purified by processes of atonement, even if they perform them very well. So I will stop here. If there is one question, then we can... One comment. I would have to look it up. I have copy and pasted it, but I didn't take the reference. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.